This is Burberry Brit.
This is Apollo Reed.
This is Kane.
And you're tuned into the Royal.
The Royal
Flush Podcast.
Bitches.
Alright, so thank y'all for tuning in. As you already know, we're just gonna be talking shit. So, I mean, first thing we gotta hit on. First thing, I actually just saw this recently. I didn't realize this shit. Maybe y'all didn't either. But Kehlani's pregnant. I don't know. Did y'all know that?
What about Kyrie? I'm just joking.
Wow. I thought it was a party next door.
Damn. It was both of them.
Well, whoever it is, she's saying it's a bisexual dude. Did she name who it was?
I told you it was both of them.
Damn. Is this a known fact?
Yeah.
Oh.
She said it in her, that Queen Radio for Nikki.
Nah, I was talking about, did y'all name Party Next Door and,
Oh, yeah, they smashed, yeah, they both smashed, yeah.
No, I was talking about that they buy. Y'all niggas.
Nah, they not buy it.
Oh.
Well, not from what we
know. I don't know, yeah. I don't know the nigga for a hole in the wall.
But, all right, so she's pregnant by somebody.
That's a different rabbit hole there.
but she didn't say who it was, though?
No, I don't. No. I mean, she better not now. You already fucking shouted him out. You can't ever say who the fuck is stupid. She's so stupid. She just puts herself in terrible situations all the time. But she's so fucking talented. It's fucking crazy.
She's cute too. I can't lie. I'm sorry.
Fucking gorgeous. Absolutely.
Yeah,
listen, I'd smash. However, I don't know. She was trying to be like on that, you know, like just advocate for the community and shit or something. But that was, she should have just said his name versus saying his whole business.
I mean, yeah, none of that was necessary. She probably was trying to be completely honest and realized that she was on Nicki Minaj's radio station. Was like, fuck, I might as well keep going.
It's too late now.
Thought she was having a genuine conversation, realized it was cameras and microphones everywhere.
She was like, oh shit. How the fuck up?
God damn it.
Dead ass. But she is far along, though. She said she only got like 4 more months or something.
Damn, she hit that for a minute.
Yeah. Damn. She hit that.
She was probably talking about that nigga when she made that song with Cardi B.
Yo, her team is the fucking one. That's all I can say. Her people, her friends, you know what I'm saying? Because they didn't let that out at all. You know how people be itching to get some bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They give you up real quick. But yeah, I'm happy that she's having a kid. I'm happy that she's happy. You know what I'm saying? She actually seems genuinely excited about having a kid. And the only thing I can say is that, she did say that her girlfriend is her best friend. She didn't claim her girlfriend as her girlfriend for some reason, oddly enough, it seemed as though. So
who's a girlfriend?
Wait. She has a girlfriend.
You didn't know Kayla? She been had a girlfriend.
Yeah, she been had a girlfriend.
I knew she had a
girlfriend.
Really?
But
cute.
She is now pregnant by now a bisexual man. And she has a, this does not sound some crazy shit. This is normal.
So this is why I was kind of confused about this whole thing, because as I thought Kehlani was still with a girl, I thought she was still with, so I thought that her getting pregnant was just like one of those, like, you know, we having a kid and this is how I decided to get pregnant. At first when I heard about it, I thought she did in vitro, but then once I heard that she was having a baby by a bisexual dude, I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I missed something here. I missed it.
Yeah. Cause it's like, why does it matter? It shouldn't matter who you're having a baby by. It should just be like, all right, I got the sperm from blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Just like you go and have, you know what I mean? But where did this guy come from and where was her girlfriend at the time?
I don't know. I can't speak for it. I mean, her girlfriend, it was fucking hot though. I don't know what was going on here. I don't know. She's Kehlani. She can do what the fuck she wants, though.
Clearly. She's been doing what she wants. I ain't mad at her at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know she's gonna have a cute kid. That's all I can really say. What was her girlfriend's name? Shit.
Regardless, like, that baby's gonna be cute as mine.
Dead ass, that baby's gonna be mad cute. So hold on, is Kehlani in one of those relationships where, hold on, if she's in one of those relationships where she gets to have two people?
No, I'm gonna be tight.
Isn't she like pansexual or whatever she said?
But pansexual is different than being, no, that's when you're attracted to a motherfucker's mind and their whole life. And the, you know what I'm saying? That's different. You're attracted by their intellectual being versus their looks or some shit. And you know what? Oddly enough, it's always the ugly bitches that be saying that. So if you're saying that she said that, I'm surprised. But what's that word when you're more than you got?
But that's not nice. First of all, you can't be talking about these ugly bitches. Ugly bitches need love too.
Yeah, but it's always the ugly ones who be like, I'm interested in your mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pansexual. Like, bitch, shut your ugly ass up.
Because if you don't go to church.
Oh, they broke up in November?
Who?
Kalani and Shorty? Girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh, that's sad.
Nah, that makes sense.
Hold on.
Okay.
She was going out with Dave East? I missed it.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Yo, people who I can't keep up with, I'm scared of. I'm scared. When did she date Dave East?
They're saying she dated Dave East from December 2017 to May 2018. She had broken up with her girlfriend in November 2017.
Hold on. May is 5 months ago. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's how many months pregnant?
She is...
This nigga Dave East is bisexual. What is going on here?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Wow.
Yo, I feel like I need to use that as the opener.
Nah. Yo. From that timeline, she needs to correct herself because she's going to have niggas going at Dave East.
Hard body. What month? She said she got like 4 or 5 months left. So hold on. May, June, July, August, September. Damn. Why'd she do that to my guy?
She needs to fix her timeline. She has to fix her timeline because that's crazy.
She just silently roasted this man. He can't.
First of all, she has to fix her timeline immediately. Oh. Nah, that's not crazy. That's not crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
She got 4 months left, right? And that's, bro.
Maybe she got with somebody directly after him. Damn. Hopefully. Dave. Why are they trying to roast you like this, Dave?
No. Dave, that had to be some nigga that she met after this. No.
It wasn't me, my guy. I fucked with Dave. Don't roast me.
I don't need to get roasted either. I'm just saying, from her timeline, she can get niggas to go and say that it was Davies. She needs to fix her timeline.
I'm just saying, if it wasn't you, Dave, even if it is you, Dave, I don't have a problem with you if you is. But if you isn't and you hear this shit, it wasn't me, my guy. That's all I'm saying.
Was it me, my God?
That's all I'm saying. That's it.
Listen, man, all I'm saying is she has to fix her timeline. I'm not saying it was Davies, but according to the timeline she put out there, that's it. First of all, where did Davies come from in this conversation?
He was, listen, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to get in where you fit in, and that's where he fit in at that moment. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, he was an ex.
He was an ex. Yeah, he was.
I didn't even know they were there.
That's what I was saying. It was a peekaboo. Like, it was a sneak. Like, it was crazy. I don't know.
She probably tried to get him, what do you call that? The revenge sex? She probably went to guys with the revenge sex and then.
Done here.
That was it. Bing, bing.
Over that.
Ding, ding, ding.
K. KO.
Damn. She probably tried to hit Davies and say it was his, though. I guarantee you she did.
Damn. He got a pretty daughter, though. You know what I'm saying? They would make a cute kid. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Davies is curving now. He's like, yo, chill. Get the fuck out of here.
Chill, man. He definitely hit him with that. Like, yo, chill.
Chill. Get the fuck out of here.
Be easy. Yeah. Stop hitting up my phone.
The disrespect. Talk about disrespect, though. Y'all seen Vic Mensa this extension?
Yo, I don't agree this and the dead, so I can't really comment on that.
But okay, so that whole diss thing wasn't really that hard of a. So he was on stage and he was talking about multiple things. It's not like he really did. He really name it? I don't think he named him. I think
first of all, what did he actually say?
It's not known until the cipher releases, but they say that he mentioned him specifically.
Oh, he did.
And his mother was in the crowd. Yeah.
Mm. So the issue was what? That he said something about domestic violence.
Yeah, but he's been chasing extension for a while though. And I mean, there was something that there was a focal point for him. He was going to do this regardless.
But this is my thing about Vic though, is because Vic is clearly one of those guys that, you know what I mean, he's dope and he wants to, because you know we spoke about him on this podcast before, but. Like, yo, he's dead, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like at that point, it's like, you gotta leave it alone. Like, I feel like if Nas and Jay-Z at the height of their beef, one of them passed away, like, the other nigga's gonna be at the funeral. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think it was ever that serious. You know what I mean? So, at this point, I don't know why you have to still address it, especially after he died, especially in the way he died. You know what I'm saying? From, you know what I mean? Like some
gun violence
shit. You know what I mean? That's some shit that you protest against yourself, Vic. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, especially in your hood. So it's like, that's why I'm like, why the fuck do you still have to say anything about him? I don't know.
I got to hear the line first.
I
want to hear what he said though, because you know how sometimes people hear something and they run with it. Just because his mom felt disrespected, he could have just said something about domestic violence and beating the bitch and how, you know, niggas in today's world kind of enlighten that kind of thing. They go after that. That's what they look up to. He could have said something within a snippet and she felt some type of way because you know X's life and you know how he lived it. At the same time though, I know a lot of people feel as though Vic is being a little flip-floppy right now, because if you follow Vic, if you know who he is, a couple years ago, maybe not even that long ago, he admitted to have beat one of his girlfriends.
Beating.
Listen. But he admitted to harassing and beating one of his girlfriends or whatever. And they felt as though now, because he's speaking out against domestic violence and assaulting women and doing stuff like that, that he's being hypocritical. But at the same time, people are allowed to change who they are. If he changed for the better because he went through a situation that made him realize, like, yo, I was wilding the fuck out for beating my girl, you know what I'm saying? Then you can't
makes it worse for Vic now, because how does he know that X didn't have that same revelation?
Yo, I don't know. You know how like sometimes people go through something and they have a revelation and then all of a sudden they want to force that on people? Maybe that's what he was going through. Maybe he saw the error in his way and he was like, God, you gotta fix that.
The nigga's dead. What's he gonna fix now?
That's the only thing I'm saying.
What's the point of even mentioning that?
But it's not even just fixing him. It's fixing the people who look up to him. It's fixing.
Right, I see that.
You know what I'm saying?
If you had the opportunity to perform like in a cypher, and after you rap, people felt that you dissed somebody, and really like you said, yo, like I ain't dissed nobody. There's no way. You're going to go and refute that claim. Nah, I ain't dissing. What are you talking about? You're not going to go, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry the mother was in the crowd. But however, I don't, you know, condone fucking domestic violence. That means he went for his neck even after he was dead.
Yeah, he went for him.
I mean, it really depends how. I think it depends how it's worded. It depends on what he said.
No wording. He apologized.
I mean, what he did. I seen the video. He apologized. I posted it or whatever. I get it. I mean, I get what you're saying. It was like a half-hearted. What do you say? Like it was a sided. You know, like when people give you an apology, but at the same time they're still jabbing you, kind of thing.
Exactly.
But I feel as though he was standing in his truth. He was standing with what he said. Because some people will apologize and then take back their whole stance. He was apologizing, but he was like, I still stand firm in what I believe. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel that. I'm not saying anything he's wrong for that. Because my thing is the difference between him admitting that he committed a domestic act. X was accused of one, and then when it went to court, it was thrown away.
When he died, it was thrown away.
When he died, it was thrown away. So it was like, we still don't really know exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm not saying he didn't do anything. To be honest with you, I'm sure he did something. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it was as dramatic as, you know what I mean? But that's just what happens when you deal with domestic violence. It doesn't have to be dramatic. You know what I mean? It's domestic violence. It could be something simple. You know what I mean? So it's something that I don't see any fault in what Vic Mensa is, his stance in it. You know what I'm saying? Against the act. But it's just using him as an example after he passed away. It was kind of whack.
I mean, we're going to have to wait to see what the cipher says. We're going to have to wait. If Vic Mensa was walling, I'll come back and say he was walling. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? But it really depends how he said it.
He's still going
to... Yeah, it kind of does depend on what he said. Because you never know how he could have said it.
Exactly. Because like I said, people are sensitive nowadays for some reason. Everybody wants to be politically correct, even though nobody fucking votes. It's interesting. Everybody wants to be politically correct. Everybody wants to be and butthurt over things that shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are butthurt over stupid things. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, just to get off that, I know we have to talk about that Drake episode on HBO. What's that show called on HBO?
The Shot.
Yeah. We got to talk about that because this was kind of like one of those things that everybody was waiting for. Everybody's been waiting for a response. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like, yo, he took the L from Push. That's the end of it. He didn't respond. He lost the battle. Da 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 da. But this was kind of Drake coming back and saying what he had to say without dropping a freestyle. You know, just letting everybody know and clear the air what the fuck went on and how Kanye was really being a goof. He went back and forth, which was kind of fucked up. Did y'all watch that whole shit? I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched like the pertinent parts.
Yeah, I watched the important part. Yeah. Let's give an applause to LeBron James once again. I don't do that often. So and that means applaud LeBron. I don't like the nigga because I just happened to be a fan of his rival growing up. So naturally. But anyway, it's mostly hate. He's nice. He's amazing. But anyway, he continues to have these platforms and ways of doing things that other people haven't done. And this is just yet another one. You know what I'm saying? And to be able to be part of what, you know, the conversation that everyone was talking about. Like LeBron was there, you know what I'm saying? So like now he puts himself again in another position that, you know, people before him haven't ever done. So, you know what I'm saying? Applaud to LeBron on that. But anyway, I think it was very informative. I like to hear people sit down and talk about their emotions and shit while they're going through shit. And the story, because a lot of times, most times, whenever we hear stories, speculations. So, you know, a lot of the story he spoke about through the album. So if you listen to it enough, you knew the story. But to hear him sit down and explain it was kind of dope. You know what I'm saying? Because you get to feel his emotion toward Kanye and why he like, yo, I still don't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. And then with Kanye going through what he's going through right now, all this terrible transformation shit he's going through, it just makes it that much more prevalent. You know what I'm saying? So it's sort of a win for Drake without even dropping a fucking diss track.
Nah, you can tell the diss track bothered him based off the body language.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You saw you started sitting up. Yeah. He started moving yeah. fast and mm-hmm. shaking, moving his head yeah. and shit. I was like, oh, this nigga's angry.
Yeah, he's angry. It bothered me.
Especially when he started talking about how they was wishing death on
The MS shit.
Yeah.
On 40.
Yeah, he felt that. That shook him. He did not like that shit at all. Because that's his homie. You know what I'm saying? That's been the homie.
More than anything, he's defenseless. He had nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So I feel him on that. You know what I mean? 40 had nothing to do with anything. You know what I'm saying? If anything, 40 was there. Remember, he said 40 was there. And he was like, yo, I got a bad feeling. You know what I'm saying? So for 40 to be there, you know what I'm saying, and tell you ahead of time, like, yo, I got a bad feeling. And then all this shit to happen. And then now they plug 40 name in there and start talking shit about him and his condition, something he has no control over. I definitely can see how that shit will piss somebody the fuck off.
Deadass. No, that was a total violation, especially because Kanye was trying to make it seem like he was about to be fucking a mentor to Drake, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, yo, cry on my shoulder type shit.
And some real snake shit.
You know what I'm saying? To get all the tea, to get all the info. And then once you get it, you running back to your man's like, all right, this is what I found out. You know what I'm saying? Is what you can put on album. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. Especially because he was confiding in him to get info. Like, what do you think I should do about my baby moms? Like, what do you think I should do? Because he has kids and shit. And he's, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, that's really whack.
It's whack mainly because it's Kanye. You know what I'm saying? I think if it was anybody else, it'd have been like, yeah, niggas is dirty. But because it's Kanye, and it's like, my nigga, you're Kanye. You're too fucking high up there to be doing this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo. It's like, how the fuck have you fallen from being up there with Jay-Z to now you're looking like you literally lost your motherfucking mind? Literally. Like, I watch Kanye's videos and all the shit that he's doing and talking and being in different places. And I'm like, yeah, this nigga is just crazy now. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened to him.
Yo, I was just talking about that shit. I was like, yo, I don't know if he got laced. I know he was, you know, doing a lot of expensive drugs and shit and having a good old time. I don't know what the fuck happened to fucking Kanye. However, it seems as though now he's just a Kardashian. He doesn't realize that, you know, like, Kardashians do buzzworthy things so that way they keep their name out there. And that's mm-hmm. how they keep themselves going. That's how Kris Jenner program them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that way they're always in the fucking media, and then they buy the media outlets. Well, not buy them, but, you know, like, pay for the media outlets to talk about them to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? And it's like Kanye just does stupid shit to be buzzworthy, not realizing he didn't even need it because he's fucking Kanye. So it's like he turned into the fucking Kardashian for no fucking reason. It's just he's being stupid. There are a lot of little takeaways to just, like, with Kanye right now. But before we even get into that whole realm, tongue-tied, I know y'all wanted to talk about the Pusha reaction to the whole Drake show on the shop.
I didn't see or hear the Pusha reaction, really.
The only thing I know is that he was trolling. He was like, I've seen the fact that he liked the fucking video. So it was
either
Complex or Funk Flex or somebody.
Flex.
Had posted that shit and had said some shit about Push and tagged him in it. And he liked that shit. I think he was in the comments too, but I didn't really see it. But I mean, that's the only thing I could really say is that he's trolling, because, you know, there was one point that Drake was talking about, you know, I hope I'm there when niggas roll up on you and punch you in the fucking face because it's on site, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for him mm-hmm. to like that, it's kind of like you're trying to egg on the beef or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, because that when he said that, I was like, okay, easy. Lee, you're gonna get punched in the fucking face. I was like, easy there, nigga.
Nah.
Because I didn't know who he was talking to.
Yeah, nah, he's feeling that still. You know what I'm saying?
I know he was feeling it. You know he was feeling it. But it's just, you gotta be easy. About those kind of...
He don't give a wiggy, you know what
I mean? Especially when it was rap. Well, I mean, considering what he was talking about, like I said, I understand why. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I kind of feel like that emotion, though, was more toward Kanye. Even though Pusha said it, I feel like more of the emotion was towards Kanye. Because I feel like he... Like he said, good-hearted niggas. He said something in his shit that was pertaining to Pusha. So he knows Pusha is not this kind of person. So he already feels like everything that came out through that diss was Kanye. Everything. Even though Pusha said it, I feel like he is directing all of his anger still toward Kanye because he knows Pusha wouldn't really do some shit like that.
I mean, all in all, though, I know a lot of people was like, yo, Drake failed because he didn't come back with that, you know, the hit for fucking Push or whatever. But at the end of the day, if somebody gave your whole life story to somebody and they're just kind of relaying the message, who are you going after? The dude that relayed the message or the person that gave up your whole fucking life story?
Well, I mean, both of them, which he said he did. It's just that he said he didn't like what he would be viewed as after he did all that studying and went and did whatever he did. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sure to be honest with you, as emotional as Drake is, I know for a fact Drake wrote some heavy shit. For sure. Like, I know for a fact he wrote some heavy shit. But like he said, Drake is a good guy. He's really a good guy. So he's not going to do something that's really going to taint his image. He's one of those motherfuckers that's really like, even though he knows he can do something, we're like, I'm bigger than that. Like, there's rarely a lot of dudes out there, but he'll do that kind of shit. But he lost the battle, though. I mean, technically, still lost the battle. Rap-wise.
He lost the push. He lost the push, but
yeah, he lost the push. He killed Kanye. He killed Kanye all over the album. He dragged Kanye through side A and B.
But hold on. So I know everybody, this is the debate though, because I know a lot of people say you can't take albums and shit like that the album sales and shit like that into consideration when you're thinking about the beef and shit. But at the end of the day, even though they came at him and kind of made this like, they kind of made that the beacon for their fucking, their album release. You know what I'm saying? Their album release, or his album was kind of, people were listening for that shit. They were listening to see what else he was going to say about Drake. You know what I'm saying? Those quick lines or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was the talk of his whole fucking album. That was the hottest shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what everybody was talking about. And at the end of the day, Drake kind of superseded everything. Drake has been kind of winning this whole time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody seen him bring out fucking Chris Brown the other day. I want to say in LA. Mm-hmm. And
that was a money grab.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all he's been doing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like I said, he's been doing that for a while. He's been killing on a low for a while, doing that shit with him, doing that shit with Meek. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just literally putting himself where he's taking everybody's fans. You know what I'm saying? That's the best position to be in, is to take everybody's fans. So you can't beef with nobody if you're trying to take everybody's fans. So, you know how many fans he just gained by becoming friends with Chris Brown again?
That is true, though. Because now they're going to do money some collab shit.
Yeah.
Nah, they won't do a song together.
Why?
Yes, they will.
That's you the, know how much of a hit that'll be? Because you got the fucking...
I guarantee Drake stands, they will make music again. And fucking
Chris Brown stands? Get out of here, bro.
There's no way that neither one of these niggas is turning out.
These guys got egos, man. They ain't going.
Listen. These niggas came on stage together just now. There's nothing else that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they knew, when you do shit like that, you know what's supposed to come after. Yeah, you have to come out with collabs and all that kind of shit. Like, you have to officially squash the beef. Everybody's waiting for the Drake and Meek collab, and everybody's waiting for the Drake and Chris Brown collab. It's going to happen. Bound to happen. I guarantee you.
I think sometimes if they do those surprise shits, though, as a tester, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to do a track with somebody and you want to kind of see, like, are your fans going to react to it the way you think, bring that nigga on stage and see how crazy they go. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people came to see you. And if people turn up because this, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown came on stage. Y'all share the same, you know what I'm saying? Like,
first of all, they already started this troll a long time ago because they liked each other. I mean, they became friends again on Instagram mad long ago. It was like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, now he came out on stage with him. I knew all of this shit was coming. Like, you see this shit coming from a mile away now. Like, it's a money grab, like Kane said.
Yeah.
Can't say no to the fucking money, though.
Nope.
But all right, so now I gotta talk about it. Ye in fucking Africa. Did y'all see the videos I had sent y'all? I didn't post all of them, but he went on a so the first thing we gotta talk about is the fact that he built a studio outside. It's kind of like a dome, though. It's like a, I don't know if it's like plastic or what, but it looks kind of dope. I can't lie, because if you're in the middle of the fucking forest or wherever the fuck you are and you just looking out to the great outdoors, that shit is kind of live. So I like that. Some of the material that he was listening to, though, was kind of dope. I think that there was one video that he was dancing up on the cameraman, was kind of weird. But there was a second clip that he was like, yeah, yeah. And it sounded like they was going to use that as a sample. So that might be fucking dope. But I know a lot of people were going off after he did this studio thing. He had like a whole 10 clips that he posted. It was on Periscope and Twitter. I had put it on Instagram, like in the chat, though, not like on the actual page. But basically, he had went on this rant. He said he was sleep deprived and all this shit. He did like two little mantras, basically saying the one of them was like, he's the greatest, you know, and shit like that. And he spoke positivity into the world, and that's how you get shit back. And one of them, he was basically talking about, he encapsulated the spirit of Marley and somebody else, somebody prolific, I forget. He was talking some shit, though. He was saying some shit that made people mad. And, you know, it's Ye. Like, what are y'all expecting? I don't know. Did y'all seen the clips I'm talking about, though? You know what I'm talking about?
I seen the clips.
You seen the mantra?
Listen, too? Man. I didn't see the mantra. I did see the outside studio ones. I'm not gonna lie. What I heard was dope. And this is what I'm saying. If Kanye would just disappear, go fucking what LeBron does in the playoffs when he goes black, and he deletes all of the fucking social media apps from his phone. Just delete everything, son. Just don't talk. Just release music. And I guarantee you his fucking image would completely flip around. But when you do all this trolling shit and you got all these videos, you doing dumb shit and saying dumb shit consistently, nobody's going to want to go to your shit. Like, now, it doesn't even matter how good his shit is. Like, nobody's going to want to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's Kanye. Like, people are throwing his sneakers in the garbage. You think they're going to go listen to his fucking album? Like, he's fucking himself up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just needs to shut up and make music. That's it.
Truthfully, I'm tired of talking about Kanye.
Me too. I'm way over this thing.
I don't know how he's staying relevant. I mean, I know how he's staying relevant. I want to take a bet. I want to see what time frame do you think, you know, years wise, that Kim's gonna leave him?
Nah, she's leaving him soon. She's leaving him soon. I already know that. It's going down.
Yo.
It's because she said after that Trump meeting that he had that that basically she's been trying to do damage control, and that she felt that some of the shit that he said in the Trump meeting, her and her family couldn't agree with, and they've been trying to be very understanding of Kanye and his, you know, who he's supporting, but they can't do that. And I think that's a lot of the reason why he went to Chicago to record and she was in LA and she didn't come with him. And now he's in Africa and the kids are there, but she's not there. And I think it's just a lot to do with the fact that they need space, because she needs to rebrand, because every time he does something stupid, she kind of takes a hit too, because they're attached. You know what I'm saying?
So he's fucking the money up.
He's fucking T-minus, the money up. Yes.
T-minus 2 years.
Is he fucking everybody's money up or just hers?
I think it's just hers. Because, you know, everybody else kind of, you know, they kind of detach themselves from Kanye. Like, you don't really...
The mom is a good manager. So, but the thing is, like, we can make fun of it, but that mom is a good manager.
She is.
No, she is. She definitely is.
I think she realized what's going on. And I think she enjoys it, actually. Because it keeps the family...
The mom?
Yeah, it keeps the family name buzzing.
Well, in a different way than it ever has before, because now it's bringing the target of politics. Yeah. Now, that's a different stage.
People are going to quote me on this. Either Channel E that has the Kardashian show, they're going to do commercials of Kim reacting on what Kanye said, and you know, they're going to do one of those cliffhangers, and people are going to tune in because they want to know what she's saying, what she thinks.
Right. And she's not going to say it. Everything she says is going to be completely vague.
It's going to capitalize off that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I said, I told you months ago that mental illness was fake.
You did say that.
And then he came out, and then he came out and said that shit was... He said, oh, I was wrongly diagnosed or some bullshit.
He wasn't diagnosed. It was fake. It was fake. He's coming out with it now because he's thinking Drake's going to drop that out.
So what happened first? Did he meet with the president first or did Drake go on that show first?
I don't know.
Probably Drake going on that show. Because that thing had to be recorded.
Well, I don't know if he knew about that, though.
Yeah. That had to be recorded a while back.
Man. The only thing I will say, though, is I don't know if y'all seen it, but there was one part, well, two things. There was one part where Kanye had given the Trumps different hats. Did y'all see that?
No, I didn't see that.
And he gave Trump one that said, make America great. Not make America great again, but make America great. I think he had given his wife one that said, make the earth great or something earthwise. And there was one that he said, basically, you know, talking about outer space and moving outer space pretty much. So my whole thing was, if you had the ability to make these fucking hats before, motherfucker, when people was talking about your goddamn hat, why didn't you just make a new hat that said, make America great? Instead of just trolling everybody, if you know what I'm saying? And just make money off the fucking hat. That would have been a good move for merch.
One thing that I agreed with one thing that he was saying, and that was when he first started presenting whatever he wanted to Trump, where he was like, he said something along the lines of like, we can look at our phones and all that, but like the arts and bands and all this shit in school, we don't look at it as much as we look at our phones. Something of that nature.
Oh, you're talking about the curriculum. Yeah, I was actually going to say that was my second thing.
Like, that was like, oh, that was great. And then when he said...
Who are you talking about, Kanye?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he said Free Larry Hoover, I'm like, oh, that was great. It's almost like he's playing both sides. But he's where, like, mm-hmm. It's almost like he was playing... Because Free Larry Hoover, you got to know who Larry Hoover is.
To be able to say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was... Okay, so there was another takeaway. So that thing that you were talking about basically was Ye talking about the revamping of school, the school systems in the cities, and how, you know, we have to rethink the way that kids are being taught right now, because kids are not... it's not that they're not liking school, but it's basically they're not entertained by school as much because cell phones are keeping their attention. So we have to now change the curriculum to incorporate the fact that kids aren't the same. We're not learning the same. We're doing things differently. So we should learn math at the same time that we're playing basketball, which I get, because if you could sit here and play 2K and all of a sudden you can understand the fucking statistics, but you go to school and you don't understand math correctly, how is that right? If you can learn, yeah, I get what he's saying. If you can learn a sport and the statistics for it, then you should be able to learn math and we should be able to incorporate that. You should be able to learn about music while you're doing meditation, whether or not, but he was basically trying to say for mental health, we should bring mental health into the school, which of course Chance the Rapper just gave, I don't know how many millions to Inner Chicago, making sure that mental health is now a part of their curriculum and their, you know, for their kids, like making sure that it's there. So I get that. The other thing that I do want to say that came out good from Trump meeting with Kanye is the fact that they did pass the music modernization regulation or law, whatever it is that you want to call it. I can't really say that Kanye was the main factor behind that, because this is something that there were a bunch of other people that were involved that for whatever reason didn't make it to that press conference. However, new music modernization law is basically stating that people, I want to say before 1972, are going to be able to get royalties on the music that they did, songwriters and producers, because a lot of them were gypped out of money. And now it's basically trying to give artists also a leg to stand on when it comes to streams. So newer artists, they basically worked it out somehow that artists are going to get more money per stream. A lot of people aren't really talking about that, but that's a good thing that came out of this whole Trump meeting with Kanye thing. And that's already in place. So he signed that in as an executive order, from my understanding is. So people should be seeing more money in their checks because of Kanye, or because of the team that helped Kanye get that to Trump. So that's all I can say about that.
Okay. Yeah, plus the name Kanye anyway.
Well, I know you were saying something about Prince's estate didn't want Trump to play his music anymore.
Yeah, they didn't want him to play in Purple Rain. He was playing Purple Rain at the rallies. He was playing it. So the estate sent out a cease and desist. I mean, it's crazy. I don't know. It's a different time now. The atmosphere in the last couple of years with this Trump and all this shit, everything seems hostile and more racially fueled than it was. It's almost like you're living in the 1930s and 40s again.
Well, so here's my thing. Like, is it more racist now, or is it just that now we know that people are racist and we're getting it filmed and we're getting it, you know what I'm saying? No, like, not that we're realizing it now, but we're catching it more because there are more people who are being advertly racist. They're making sure that they're racist now because they feel comfortable because we have, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were always racist, but it's just that now they feel more comfortable because Trump is there.
I don't think it's because of Trump, actually. I think it's because a couple of years ago, it wasn't the majority of people that were dying from police brutality or police gun violence, because the number of white males was higher, but it was the most publicized one, where every month you heard another black guy got killed by a cop. So if I'm a person of, you know, Caucasian descent and I see somebody getting killed like that, if I'm racist, I'm going to know no matter what I do to this black guy, chances are when the cop comes here, he's getting killed.
I mean, I've seen a lot of crazy shit. I mean, there was, I don't know if y'all seen it. There was this woman in Brooklyn who had called the police on this little 10-year-old boy and his mom, because in the bodega, he had, you know, it's like in the bodega, you know, when somebody's at the cash register, sometimes the aisles are small. So he was following his mom and his book bag brushed up against this white woman's butt. And she had basically said that he had groped her. But in all honesty, it was his book bag. And she had tried to make such a big scene, and she went outside, called the cops on the mother, called the cops on the little kid. Look, and she had her daughter with her too. Her daughter had to be, so the son had to be about 10, the daughter had to be about like 5 or 6. So both of them was in the street crying, like on the sidewalk crying rather, and people were walking by, just like kind of recording and just showing like this white lady was crazy. And there was actually another Caucasian woman who walked up. She was way younger. And she basically tried to call her out, like, yo, you're wilding for calling the cops on these people, because you know, if it was somebody else, you wouldn't have done that. Like, he's a little kid. Like, he wasn't groping you. There's no way he was groping you. Like, you're blowing this out of proportion. So, I mean, is it really that, this is what I'm saying, is it really that people are now racist because of Trump, or were they racist the whole time and now they just feel as though they can be because Trump is here? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think people were this way the whole time, and it's just now that we're filming it. I think, you know what I'm saying? Now people just feel more comfortable with it, and they're like, all right. Like, at the same time, there was a little black boy 2 weeks ago who walked up to one of his neighbor's house to try and get directions to his new school because he had missed the bus, figuring that, you know, somebody could put him in the right direction. He walked up to his neighbor's house, knocked on the door. The wife started screaming and hollering. The husband came out. He got his shotgun and pointed it at the kid. The kid took off and he shot at the kid. He's in jail for attempted murder right now. So you see a little 14-year-old kid at your door, and the first thing that you do is shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we say that these people were not racist before Trump? No, it wouldn't make fucking sense. These people were racist the whole fucking time. It's just that now they feel more comfortable. And now they're just like, they feel right, comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Trump wants to get rid of these people anyway. Let's get rid of them.
What if it wasn't racially fueled? What if, you know what I mean? He didn't, and his intentions weren't to go and chase that black boy down. What happened was his wife probably got in there. Oh my God, somebody's trying to break in. And he reacted.
I don't know. But if you answer the door and you see a kid with a backpack on and he's asking you, yeah, how do you get someplace, is your first reaction to be to grab a gun, or are you going to talk to him for a second?
Yeah, your first reaction when you're in the hood, somebody randomly comes out there and starts asking.
Nah, but he's not in the hood, though.
You're getting set up. No, but still, that's the, he's a white person, so he's more on edge than I am.
But why is that,
though? Well, yeah, think about it. She did say that he shot at exactly him after he
but
ran
this
away.
Is the whole thing. Why is it that you have attention because my face is black and I'm walking up to you and you're white? Why is it that that causes you grief? It shouldn't.
It's always been like that.
But this is just what I'm saying. You can't say that people haven't been racist this whole time and now it's just all, you know what I'm saying? People have been racist. It shouldn't be that my skin color makes you that nervous. Unless you was already in your heart, you know what I'm saying, feeling some type of way about who we are. You know what I'm saying? If we was just a regular person walking up to you on the street, you shouldn't feel no way if we sitting here smiling at you and trying to talk to you.
If you walk in the store and there's a bunch of redneck hicks and all that shit, Confederate flag the fuck out. But they ain't doing nothing to you. You're not going to be on edge just in case.
But see what you just did there? You already criminalized somebody. You already painted the picture that they're rednecks and they have all these flags. I'm talking about a little boy with a backpack on that just knocked on your door asking for directions.
I was just explaining the scenario.
But that's two totally different scenarios.
It's not, because you would be on edge also.
But you already villainized them. You could have just said, oh, what if you walked into a store, there were a bunch of white people standing there and they look brolic, and would you be scared?
This is every black person that these Caucasians see, or whoever Spanish see, they automatically think they're a threat, regardless of how they look.
But why is that? You see, this is what
that's
I'm saying.
That's the way, you know, the genetics are, and That's genetics. That's the upbringing. This is genetics. Racism is not genetic.
Racism is something that's taught. Genetics. Okay, when you're born, right, and when you are old enough to go to kindergarten, to go to school, right, you're 6 years old, you walk into a classroom, you see people who look different than you, are you automatically going to walk up to a white person and be like, I hate you? No, that's something that you learn over the years from the people that you're around that program you to think that way, from TV, from your parents.
Genetics.
But that's not genetic. That's something that's learned. Racism isn't something that you order. Genetic is like, my mother and my father got together. I have blue eyes and brown hair. That's genetics.
No, genetics is your mother and your father got together. And then after that, they're racist. So you, in your upbringing, you're there, you see it, and it's genetics. It's from the gene. It's from the genome.
That's learned behavior. That's two different things, my guy.
They didn't go into a book and start going, yeah, you know what? Fuck these niggas.
Nah, that's, you learn things other than from books, though. You learn from behaviors and things that you see on TV. You learn things from the media. You learn things from things that you didn't even think of. You learn things from TV and social media and everything that's around you. You learn from your environment. That's not, you know what I'm saying? Racism is taught.
Man, racism to me, just like anything that's built around hate or the dislike of anyone else is taught. There's no way you know that you don't like another race when you're brought up, unless your family doesn't like that race. You know what I mean? Like, if any of my kids saw a white kid outside, they would treat him like a regular kid. You know what I mean? If you have a white kid and you come to the park and I see your white kid looking at my kid different, like, clearly there's some kind of different conversations going on behind closed doors, because there's no way that my kid can come out and just want to play with your kid and your kid just doesn't all of a sudden have this shut door to it. Like, I don't know if I want to go over there and play with this kid. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Kids are kids. You know what I mean? Like, they're everything about kids is built off of the genuine love that is placed in all of us. That thing, and that love is depleted as life goes on because of all of the shit that happens to us personally. But everything that's placed in us at the core, that's exactly what children generate. So I just feel like most racists, like, you know what I mean? Like a kid, think about it. If a kid sees a dog when they're walking, if they know nothing about dogs, they're going to think the dog is nice. They're not going to be scared of it until the dog starts barking. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that gives it that fear, is the action that it gives toward the kid. You know what I'm saying? But usually when you see a kid, you got to tell them, don't go near the dog. You know what I'm saying? You always got to tell a kid, don't go near the dog, because the kid's going to go near the dog because they're curious. They just want to know. Until they have a reason not to go near the dog, something that was taught to them or something that that happened to them, they're going to go near the dog. So, you know what I mean? It's something that's learned, whether it happened to them or happened to the person that taught them.
I'm just waiting for Kenny to say something there, shit.
Oh, no, I got nothing to say. You know me.
I don't know. I got to get rid of this debate because we're going to be talking about this shit forever. I feel like I would have to amend the seals real quick because I can't even. Lord Jesus, I can't even. But we got to talk about some album reviews real quick. There's like 7 of them, 8 of them that came out this week.
Oh, sheesh. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we got it. Real quick. We've been on here fucking debating about random shit. Yeah, what y'all thought about Ella Mai and her new self-titled album?
I expected more. I expected better, not more. It was dope. I think it was dope, but it was very, I think it was, people expected a lot more of that boot up shit. Like,
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I did expect that too.
Like, I just feel like, you know what I mean? I think it was a good project. I wonder if she got caught up in making something that wasn't really her style to begin with. And then, like, since we heard nothing else from her, really, that's all we thought she really was. And then now we hear a whole project and it's like, oh, I guess we got to get used to who she is. So you're talking about Young
M.A. syndrome?
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of feel you on that. Like, once you heard Boot Up, then you kind of wanted more of that kind of feel. Trip was all right, though. Trip was kind of like supposed to be the second Boot Up, but I don't think it took off as much as they thought it was going to. I think they thought that was going to.
Trip was dope, too. It was just, you know what fucked up Trip? This guy Jacque, yeah. or whatever his name is, he fucked that shit up for her because Jacques, my bad. He fucked that shit up for her because his shit was all shit over was. The place. They had to shut that shit the fuck down. So, I think it would have done a lot better if he and everyone else in the world didn't start remixing it. But you know, it happens. But yeah, like I said, you know, it was those two styles that I really expected.
Yeah, I don't know that I really fucked with. I mean, she had like two other songs that I liked, but other than that, I really wasn't. You know, I'll give her an E for effort. I'll give her like. I guess I'll give her like a 6 on it. I mean, at the same time, we also have to respect the fact that this is her first real album. She did put out like, what was that? Like technically like a little mixtape before. It was an EP before this one. Yeah. So this is kind of like her first real shot. Other than that, she had been doing covers for a long period of time. No,
she's not even American, is she?
British? Something like that.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing. Like her sound is completely different than what she came out in.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like it's, I don't know if that really.
Yeah, they kind of young and made her, but it's all right though. She'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? She'll get her footing. Yeah. DJ Mustard and them got her on the production, so she'll figure it out. What'd you think about it, Kane?
I'm gonna give it. You know, I'm not really into R&B, so I was looking for more boot up though. I'm gonna give it a 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's not bad. What did I? Wait, oh, I got it. My bad. I give it a man. For her first part, yeah,
that's it was what I'm 6.5, saying, right? I don't even remember what I just gave her, but I think it was along those same lines. You know what I'm saying?
C plus.
However, Usher, though, I know y'all heard that shit. I'm giving him as many flushes as I can give him. I don't know what the fuck. Usher, yeah. My guy. He thought he was a trap artist or some shit. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what that was. Somebody needs to tell him no. All those yes men, no.
Yeah, Zaytoven need to work on his beats, man. They all sound the same.
Well, yeah, they did all sound the same.
Yo, I swear, I thought that the song didn't change, and I looked and I saw a different title. I was like, yeah. Whoa, what's going on here? A couple times.
But... sound like Lex Luger.
Mm. And Lex Luger's good in his lane.
He that created one that lane, but they took it from him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but you know, this is my whole thing. I don't know if he's like reaching because now he got that new chick pregnant. You know what I'm talking about? That new Afro-Latina singer, the one that's mad cute. What's her name?
Usher got her pregnant?
Yeah, Usher got her pregnant. So I don't know if he was like, you know, I don't know.
This nigga moved.
Damn. What else she got?
Oh, Amara. That's her name. Amara. You know what I'm talking about?
I thought he gave her herpes. He didn't give her.
I don't know, man. I do know that she's pregnant right now, which has kind of confused me because I was like, shit, he
gave her herpes and a baby.
I think he's still married.
He definitely is married. What the fuck is going on? Well, no. Wasn't she? I think she said she was leaving him after all that shit, right?
I don't know. But I definitely heard that this chick is pregnant by, Usher. I don't know.
My nigga Usher. That shit did not slow Usher down. He's like, bitch, you want me to prove you? I ain't got her reason.
Yeah, he's got no respect.
Nigga said, listen.
I can't blame him though, because she's bad. I can't blame him, but at the same time, she should have fucking told him no to this album. She should have been like, yo, my nigga, I know you calling it A, but this is a hard, this is definitely an F. This is definitely an F. Like, don't pass go. So, yeah, I'm giving him a blush.
Where do you come up with these things?
yo, you see, I think a lot of people don't know Britt is a rapper. So, that nigga's going to have to be prepared for a lot of bars. I don't know.
This is the bars out of retirement. Nah, I don't, listen. I don't know what you're talking about. Nah, somebody should have told him no. Y'all heard that Quentin Miller shit, though? Y'all didn't listen to that? It was a whole bunch of Drake. I'll tell you that.
Damn. See, that's not good. That's not a good shadow to have. He just needs to be right.
I think ever since that, him writing for Drake, a couple songs or whatever he did, came out, he's trying to rap more like Drake now.
On purpose, right?
Yeah. Because everybody knows his flow sucks. Like, whenever you hear him, you're like, oh, come on. You know? But I think he's trying to rap more like Drake now.
Yeah, I think he should have sold that whole shit to somebody else, too. He has T.I. syndrome. He should have gave that to somebody else and let them do it and been like, all right, well, maybe we can. Yeah, he shouldn't have done that by himself. It sounded like he was trying to be Drake, too. It just, I don't know. I'm going to have to give him flushes on that, too. How many? I don't know. But it was.
Damn. Now yeah, I really got to listen to this a lot.
It was a lot of flood. I don't even, there's no point in rating that shit. It was just like, if you listen to it, you listen to it. If you don't, you didn't miss anything. It was just Drake.
Yo, Quentin, man, if you're trying to work, holla at me, bro. I got you.
Yo. It was, I don't know. But I mean, Belly came out with an album.
That was great. Yeah.
With it.
Yeah.
I'm with it. Immigrant.
I was feeling that
Immigrant,
shit.
Immigrant. I'm with
really
it.
I really did like it.
I'm going to give him a 7.8.
Wow.
I'm giving it an 8.
I didn't even really know what I was going to rate it, to tell you truthfully, because I didn't hear the last like 3 or 4 tracks. But from what I heard, I really did like it. I really liked that Immigrant track. I liked a couple tracks, actually.
I like his energy. I like his wordplay is very, very much better than anticipated, or advertised, I should say. His wordplay is very good. But he just reminds me of a mix between French Montana and DJ Khaled.
I felt like he was
going to
say like somebody like that. But
like he sounds like a lyrical.
I like
French.
It though.
No. I like it. I love it. It sounded like if French was trying to be lyrical, he would sound like that. But of course, we know French is not lyrical at all. But
Yeah. Wow.
I liked it though. Belly he had some good features on there. He did have French on there. He had The Weeknd. He had Meek on there.
Who's he signed to? He signed to The Weeknd?
French. First of all, French be putting niggas on the low, though. Let's not get that confused. French knows how to plug niggas, for sure.
He does.
And he's been doing it for a while. He does know how to plug niggas. I think he kind of has a lot of what Fat Joe had going on in the early stages of his career. He has a lot of that going on. A lot of people don't give him respect because of the lyrical aspect, I guess. And I think Fat Joe.
Yo, I remember saying this in an old podcast. That man, he held New York down.
He's underrated.
Longer than most people.
Yeah, he's underrated. For sure. He's definitely underrated. But I feel like French is one of those dudes who, behind closed doors, he's loved by a lot of the game.
He is, though. I love French.
So, I mean.
And he's from the Bronx.
He just. Oh God!
I love
anyway,
him. And I like the fact that he's trying to do this prison reform thing. Of all people that fucking Trump tried to pick to fucking bring for prison reform, he picked Kanye. He should have picked fucking Frenchie and Meek. Meek just came out of jail. He's been trying to do prison reform with Jay-Z's money. We're not gonna talk about that part. But what I'm saying is, he should have brought them too. You know what I'm saying? He should have.
Hold on. Wow. I'm still trying to digest that.
I mean, how the fuck you thought Meek got out of jail? You thought that was his money that paid for those lawyers? You didn't realize that was his money? Oh, okay. We're not going to talk about it. But what
I heard
saying
Jay done that for a bunch of people, though.
Yeah.
First of all, Jay owns a lot of niggas, but we're not going to go there.
I mean, he could have brought Jay for prison reform. I mean, damn, there was a lot of people he could have brought up there. But
those niggas, they don't want to be associated with him.
They don't want to be. They don't want to be associated with Kanye nor Trump. But
this is
Trump.
My thing, though. Like, how... I know a lot of people are boycotting Trump and all this extra shit. A lot of people in the industry, because their image and stuff like that, they're afraid of people not liking them after social media gets the hands of the clip.
I don't think they're afraid. I think that's their personal reasons. Like, what?
But how do you think that we're going to fix the conversation if nobody's willing to take that step? That's the whole thing, because...
That's what Kanye thinks he's doing.
Well, I think someone needs to have the... Someone who is not on Trump's side needs to have conversation with Trump. And that's the issue. Trump is not going to let someone who's not on his side have a conversation with him.
You got it, right?
He thinks he's doing that, but he already is fucking up because he is putting himself on his side. Like, he's defending him.
I think he's showing...
And all of his moves. I've never seen Kanye say that anything Trump did.
He's showing him he's not a threat. That he's on his side.
Yeah. Which is good. Which is good. There's certain things about what Kanye is doing that is great. But when Kanye puts those words to it, is when it gets fucked up.
I'm still nervous because I know his next campaign is going to be the No More No's thing. And it seems as though it's about to align with this new election. So I'm still a little bit nervous about that whole thing.
Is this nigga really trying to run for president?
I don't know how I feel about that. I hope not.
Can he not?
Because you know all the young niggas that get Yeezys is...
Is he really trying to take... Is he trying to take all... Is he trying to take all of Trump's fans? Because you got to realize this shit. You got to realize this shit. If he gets on Trump's side, he would be the only black motherfucker that some of these white people would trust.
This is just a bad episode to get out.
This is not cool at all, it's man. Not. Oh, my God. Because now this is my kids. This is my kids now. That are gonna have to live to this shit. Cause it's not just about me no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my fucking kids that gotta live through this shit. And this nigga's fucking shut up.
Anyway. Quavo came out with an album. I have to just get off this Trump thing. But Quavo came out with an album. I thought it was kind of fucking the same fucking tricks he does. With the Migos, it was the same fucking sound. I think where they're fucking up is that they don't change sounds ever. They do the same exact thing because they know it's going to win. But eventually, people are going to get tired of that. You know what I'm saying? You got to switch up your flow a little bit. You got to do something different. What I will say, though...
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen is they're going to split up and make all solo albums. And everyone's going to slowly realize that Takeoff is the best one out of all three of them.
Quavo could.
And he's going to take off. Watch. Quavo's he's going to take the harmonizing and shit. Watch. Mm-hmm. He's good being a leader of three. But when we talking about solo,
I think
like, Takeoff, this who can handle their own shit.
Right, yeah, all of them were working on solo.
Yeah, he is. But that's what I'm saying. When we hear his Takeoff shit, we're going to realize how much Takeoff really is, like, probably the glue to that whole shit.
You heard that Nicki track that he did, though? He had a track that people are saying was aimed at Nicki because he...
You're talking about Quavo.
And he did have that whole thing with his album release. He had, like, a Nicki mock. You know that when she was on Instagram and she had gotten a bag from somebody supposedly and she was acting all crazy and rapping it. He had that at his album release party. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like he had somebody acting like Nicki on stage. So you know what I'm saying? Like he was hitting for a reason.
And this song is called Huncho Dream.
Exactly.
You lying. Damn.
You didn't catch that?
He replied, I didn't listen to the whole shit.
You know, it was trash. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's called Huncho Dreams. I don't know. All right, I'm going to give it 6.5.
Ooh. Yes. I was going to give it like a hard 3.
I'm good off Migos, man. I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah, I can't condone this shit. It was just so repetitive that it was just
all right. I'm giving it a 6. Because y'all niggas just made me feel
I mean, the beats, some of the beats is kind of dope, but it's just so repetitive. Like, switch up your flow. Do something different, my guy. You giving us the same exact shit for, it was like 19 tracks. Literally, I was like, skip.
It was a lot of, that's enough. That was something else too. I feel like if it wasn't that many tracks. Yeah, like if you're going to have that much of the same sound on one project.
Yeah, I just started skipping after a while. I was just like, skip. Can't even. Nope.
Yo. Did you guys see that meme? It was Shannon Sharp. And it was like, Quavo came out with a new album and that shit was 19 songs and then they just started playing him saying Skip Bayless's name. He's like, skip. Yo, that shit had me crying, bro. I was like, yo, y'all look crazy. That's how it crazy. Felt, though.
I was like, damn, this is a whole bunch of trash. I mean, he gets an E for effort as well. I wish him the best. I hope, just don't spend all your money, because when y'all split up, it's over for you, my guy.
Nah, I just think they should consistently try to make. I think the next time he comes out with a solo album,
hopefully,
that's what I feel like. Because I just feel like they don't know how to make songs or projects alone, and know how to make. Because when you do projects alone, you either gotta make a whole theme if you're gonna make it 19 fucking songs, or it has to be 9 to 10 songs. Like that's the only way it has to be. If you're gonna have it with the same sound with no theme for 19 songs, it's not gonna do well.
Well, you know, I'm gonna flush that nigga. You can have that.
God damn.
Yeah, cutthroat on that.
I fucks with Quavo. That's my nigga. Any Ebola, so I fucks with him. Yeah. I got a soft spot for my nigga.
Who else y'all had? I didn't listen to the last three albums y'all had put up on here. I mean, I listened to Young Buck. I did. But y'all listen to Shy Glizzy?
Yeah.
Young Buck with,
an album.
Sheesh.
Yeah, you. No, oh, wait, hold on. That. But y'all listen to Shy Glizzy though?
I didn't check that out.
I just turned that shit off.
I'm sorry if y'all was listening for that review. I can't even. Y'all listen to Rallo?
Nah, I'm good.
How y'all put these? Y'all had me listening to like two tracks. Now, what the fuck is it?
I listened to the first one. I was like, nah, I'm good.
I'm good on that. Did you actually listen to Young Buck then?
Not this one, no.
I listened to a little bit of it. I think I like some of the beats versus. I think Young I listened Buck, to like the first five tracks.
Young Buck could rap. Well, he could rap his ass off. I just think. With the whole 50 dropping out of Shady G Unit, everybody splitting up, that hurt them and they never recovered.
That is true.
Then none of them never, I mean, they tried to recover with that whole shit before, but they never recovered. And it's crazy how they kicked the game out and the game seems more.
He's good.
Yeah, the game is fucking lyrical shit. I don't know how. But he seems more active than all of them.
Yeah, he's been making moves. He's staying relevant. He got his own weed thing going on in the game. He's making sure that he makes money.
It's surprisingly fucking amazes me that he got kicked out of a group and he went solo. Because usually solo acts, you need a fucking team behind you, something. Somebody got to put you on something. Mm-hmm. He was solo for a long time. Dr. Dre stopped fucking with him. And he, like, it was crazy. That's a career like that. I would watch a documentary based on that fucking career. No,
Young Buck.
The Game.
And yeah. I fuck with him. Game. I like him.
The Game.
Real talk. He got his daughter modeling. Yeah. He got his sons and doing stuff. He got, you know what I'm saying? He's making sure that the family's prospering. He also be trying to speak out against gun violence sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. I know he was really vocal when that little kid, Junior, died in the Bronx. He's been vocal about, you know, killings and stuff like that. I fuck with him for stuff like that. I fuck with him because, you know, like when he pushed it out. And he's just been staying relevant. He's just, you know what I'm saying? He's just doing what he's doing. And I like the weed business too. So keep that up, my guy, because I'm coming to Cali. I love that shit. Other than that, I ain't got nothing else to talk about. Y'all got something else?
Do I have anything else? Checking the notes. Yeah, no, I do not.
Wow, I'm surprised you ain't got nothing smart to say.
Ain't nothing to go pressure back.
Ain't nothing to go back.
Ain't nothing to go back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thank y'all for joining us on the Royal Flush. You already know when you... Oh, you know, matter of fact, I forgot to plug the Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram at Royal Flush... Huh, said that fucked up. Royal Flush Podcast on Instagram. If you can't spell it, motherfucker, I can't help you. Royal Flush Podcast. Put it all together. Yeah, I'll be posting stuff on there. We got, like, mainstream artists, indie artists. I'm trying to find more indie artists. If y'all listening to this, y'all made it to the end. If you know some indie artists, especially from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, that are dope, send them to me. I'll put them on the page. We need to start doing more indie people, I feel as though, because indie don't be getting enough light. I mean, they do, but they don't. So yeah, hit us up, let us know if there's something you want us to talk about too. Hit us up on Instagram. I'm not talking about mind control. There was somebody that was like, oh yeah, not to say that you're crazy or nothing like that, but I'm not talking about mind control. Yeah, that's all I got.
Yo, just letting y'all know, that's about to be one of the most popping pages on the gram in not too long. I promise you.
I mean, we're kind of moving kind of fast, though. We is kind of...
I'm not joking. This shit. Watch.
Started from the bottom, I'm saying. Started from the bottom. But yeah, follow us, Royal Flush Podcast. Mm-hmm. Hit us up.
I want to thank Burberry and Britt for all their hard work with the podcast.
Oh, look at y'all getting all sentimental and shit.
You know.
No. Burberry out here is. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I got the grip on the coattail. I'm not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, riding that coattail. I'm saying? Yo, you need me to go mow your grass?
I'm going to take you up on that. It's about to snow, my guy. So
I also like to thank Cap, too, because, you know, when you came in here, the podcast got better. So, no, it did.
Yeah, we more gelling with three people. You know what I'm saying? We got a little vibe and shit.
Yeah.
Somebody had told me they wanted to be a fourth, but I was like, it's too many. No, my guy.
this is good.
And you got an Android? Hell no. You gonna fuck up my whole group message? No.
Yeah.
Hell no. I'm sorry. Was that fucked up?
Yo,
thank y'all for tuning in and listening to the Royal Flush. You know where you can find us. Yo, have a good night.
Yo, I not gonna let the dog.
This is Burberry Brit.
This is Apollo Reed.
This is Kane.
And you're tuned into the Royal
The Royal
The Royal
Flush Podcast.
Bitches.